Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Goat snack. I know I shouldn't have left the cat on the table, but I was only gone for 5 minutes to answer a phone call, said Martin Geltisch, a Swiss farmer who nearly lost 10,000 euros when it was eaten by his goat. When I returned, I saw the last note sticking out of her mouth, Geltisch explained. I nearly died. Geltisch, 44, had left the 100 euro notes on the kitchen table. He had planned to use the money to buy a new tractor. All of a sudden, the phone rang and he went to answer it. But when he returned, he saw his goat, Strudel, finishing off the last note. Geltisch immediately called a vet, who performed an emergency operation on the animal. Luckily, I have almost all my money back, and I've learned a hard lesson. Never leave money lying around when you have a goat in the house. Geltisch gave the vet 3 of the soggy 100 euro notes to pay for the surgery.
Lotto lies. When Dad told me he'd won the lottery, I phoned my boss to tell him how I was leaving. But now I have to phone her again and beg for my job back, said Jordan Ungluck, whose father, Thurgest, convinced the town he'd won the 40 million euro lottery. Jordan was promised 5 million euros, but that was all a lie. I could kill him, said 26-year-old Jordan. I'm absolutely gutted. I don't know why Dad would have done this to us. We're in shock. I even told my girlfriend to start making plans to move to Australia with our young daughter. One minute I was a multimillionaire, the next I was back to having nothing. The worst thing is that we can't get hold of Dad, said a bitter Jordan. Fergus, 57, who has been missing, also promised his daughter another 5 million euros. Earlier, Fergus had posed for pictures with a Euro Millions ticket as he drank pints in a local pub. The local paper had news of his windfall on its front page.
Rent-a-duck. Some people think this is just a joke, but we're perfectly serious, said Werner Mollusk, who is renting out his ducks as part of a new green gardening scheme. Mollusk, 46, runs an ecological park in Germany. He offers sheep to cut the grass and ducks to eat the slugs. It's great, he said. You get free fertilizer provided by the animals as well, so it's not a bad deal. He rents out the ducks for 30 euros a time. The ducks are really good at getting rid of the slugs. It beats using poison, especially when there are children or other animals in the house. Mollusk said that he was getting orders from all over the country after a plague of slugs appeared, which experts say was due to all the heavy rains.